Okay, good morning. We are continuing with melicha. We're actually doing grilling, kasher by tzli. We're in ayin vav, and we're starting with seif hey. Just going to quickly point out parts of this gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, actually comes from psachim. We're in ayin dalet area because tzli is for the korban pesach. Anyways. And there we see that mulyata, the case of mulyata, that Mefarshim say, it's talking about you're stuffing your animal with ground beef. Just whatever that's worth, out of interest. And I just want to read a line, or quote a line from Rav Amitai ben David Sefer. So he writes, if you want to have on a skewer, you want to grill at home and you want to kosher it by, you want to kosher your meat by grilling, it wasn't salted yet. So if you want to put on your skewer chunks of beef, and so if, he writes that one, if some of the pieces have been salted and some of them have not been salted, some were koshered and some were not koshered, so he says you shouldn't put them on together. And that seems to be that that follows the chumras of the Rama, the Chatchila, but not according to the Shulchan Aruch. And he also says, what about if on your skewer, okay, now we're talking about you only have meat that wasn't salted, but you want to put on some onions, some vegetables in between. So what does he say? So he says, some machlokas, the Shut Binyamin Ze'ev and the Maharshtam says you shouldn't put it together, but the Knesset HaGadol and Pri Chadash and Kaf HaChaim say it's no problem, you can put it together and enjoy. So just to share that. The next time you're I'm not sure. A little bit sounds a little bit from the ones he quoted, but always in halacha, you can't just say it's a machlokas svardim and achor. Sometimes you have a machlokas of Shlomo Zalman versus Rav Avad Yosef, or the ones we just quoted. But it often has nothing to do with Sephardic and Ashkenazi. It's just that's who you asked and that's who got quoted. So, okay. So that's the question. Okay, I mean, we learned to mikar din, everyone holds that once you're roasting anything, we always say the heat draws the meat, the blood out of the meat, and it slips down and it never traces up anything else. We did, anyways, that's the Rama Shulchan Aruch that we just learned. Okay, let's go on to hay. Interesting. These next two halachas are going to read together. They're interesting. Sli shelo nimlach v'chatcho agave kikar. So we're talking about you're roasting meat, but it wasn't salted. So it wasn't koshered. You have treif meat. Well, not treif. It's meat that wasn't koshered yet. It still has blood. And you cut it open over a slice of bread. Alpha pishi yesh bakikar mare odem mutter. Okay, so we're talking, well, let's keep reading. Well, you cut it open, it drips, and you see red on your bread. Mutter im nitzle ad kedei shehu ra'oi la'achila l'rov b'nei adam. So it depends. When you're having the juices come out of the meat, we're talking about a case when you already roasted it enough, a number of minutes, it depends on the piece of meat, until it gets pink inside, until chatzit tzli we learned. Once it's kosher, so then if you directly put a piece of meat on the grill, and as soon as you put it on, you see some juices coming out, we call that dam, right? So that's aser. But if you wait long enough that it's kedei tzli, then any of the juices that come out afterwards, even if it's reddish, it doesn't matter. That's 100% mutter to eat. Haga, the hainu chatzit sliyato, that's what we just said, it's half the tzli. V'hu adin shehamoel belo kikar nami shari. Rama says, not only if it's on the piece of bread, you could just drink it straight, and that's fine. Kind of. So I just want to point out, so interesting, you look up the Gemara, Rava would eat this liquid that came afterwards, and he would call it chamar basar, the yayin of basar, the juice, the delicious wine of the meat. Many of us know if you, right after you cook a piece of meat off the barbecue, don't overdo it, put it on a plate, and then after a few minutes or a few seconds, you see the plate's full of juice. That's the best juice. Just lap it up with some pita or bread, or put it inside your whatever you're eating, so your sandwich. So that's now what I want to say. Yeah. So just to revert back to yesterday when we mentioned, according to the Ramah, until it's half of the tzli, until it's fully cooked, but you shouldn't use a knife or a fork inside. But once, in other words, let's say you want to, we usually flip our meat at least once, right? When you're grilling it, so you cook it on both sides. So if you're grilling it to kosher it, it's better not to flip it until it's pink inside and at least half tzli. And then you don't have any issues, even according to the Ramah.
With a fork or a knife?
Because, tongs are a problem. According to the Ramah, anything touching the meat is a problem, and it would need, we said, hagala.
But according to the Mechaber, we don't have that.
Correct. It's a din lechatchila by the Ramah, that's what should be done. Correct.
And that's why we asked his grandmother would flip the meat, flip the liver with her hands. Okay.
Exactly.
The beginning of Dalet.
Well, what I'm saying is going back onto Dalet, but the hay is not Dalet.
Yeah. Just reiterating the halacha.
Okay.
Ashkenazim are no, Spartan are.
Okay, Vav. Yeah. Basar shetzolin below melicha. If you have meat that you roasted without koshering it with salting first, a notin kli tachta v'kabel shamuni tanotaf yemenu ad sheyitzle ad sheyehi ra'uy l'achila ayidei tzli azel. So this is basically the same thing. When you're roasting your meat and everything's dripping off, if you're koshering it through roasting or grilling, don't put a cup or a pan underneath it for the first drops, for the first minute or two or three, whatever it is, because that initial drips are blood. Afterwards, go ahead, put your cup under there and you can catch it so you have it for your dinner. Okay. I think we're good. For what?
There's no shear.
It depends on the piece of meat, how thick it is, and as long as it's chatzi tzli.
Machal
ben drasai.
Yeah, but a very thin third skirt steak will cook extremely fast. And if you
correct.
Have a nice, big, fat, juicy 2.5-inch steak, it's going to take a lot longer. So it's a little hard.
Yeah, a little longer, but yeah. Correct. Again, I don't know. Somewhere, but I would. You can all guess, maybe 1 to 3 minutes, depending on your meat, 30 seconds to a minute, to 3 minutes. Depends how high your fire is. Exactly.
So a 400-degree grill, you figure about 2 minutes each side. You get to the point where we're kosher.
Maybe 2 minutes. You only have to do one side.
The erasure, literally 2 minutes.
Okay.
Then you got that particular point on the sea that it's done, and now it's just cooking.
Correct.
Right. Here we're talking about the minimum.
The minimum, right. And then it's chatzi tzli, and then you can use forks, you can flip it, you can drink it. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to Ayin Zayin. Din ofot shenimla'u basar shelo nimlach. Okay, so here's where I probably should have saved my previous comment of mulyata. Okay, I thought we did it already. Okay, Ayin Zayin. So here we are. Aleph. Ofot ugedim shemamalim oto otam basar. So here you have chickens or I don't know, kids. It doesn't sound very good. Sheep or whatever, goats.
Young sheep or goats.
There you go. And you're roasting them. And you want to stuff them with basar. You want to stuff them with, generally it's assumed that we're talking about ground beef, lav davka. Shelo nimlach. And it's stuffed with meat that wasn't salted yet. So imutzli mutter. If you just want to eat everything grilled, roasted, so then that's no problem. The chicken or the animal wasn't koshered, the meat inside wasn't kosher. You put it all together, and that's fine. That's the Gemara in Psachim. Afilu pihem lamala. Even if the opening is upward. Because normally we say lechatchila, the opening is supposed to be downward. But, b'dieved at least, it's fine. Because we always say, whenever you're roasting, we don't exactly say the same thing by salting. I am backwards. But basically when it comes to roasting, we say it always draws it out and it lets it go through whatever it's roasting and it goes out the bottom and it's not a problem. By the head, it's a bigger problem, correct? Was it the skull? Okay. About filu, very good. About filu, im nimlach hachitzon. Now, what if you did, you put it there to roast, but you salted the outside first?
Right,
and the inner one is not salted, so fine. The kamosha buleya dam hamiluim kach poto. Even though it's still okay, even though the outside has salt on the outside and the inside's not, because the whole thing is being roasted. The whole thing together is being roasted, and even if you don't need the roasting for the outside, it draws it out from the inside and it goes through the meat and it comes out and you don't have any issues with dam lahalacha. Okay. Right. Even, and that doesn't matter, but even if the outside piece was salted, kedei shir malicha, 18 minutes plus. Okay. And generally we do say that's only bidievit to have the opening draw, the opening upwards. Usually we like that on the bottom. We said that. Okay, let's go on to haga. V'kol shekein im nimlach ha-penimi v'lo achitzon deshari. And certainly if you salted the inside piece of meat, and then you took your piece of ground meat or meat and you covered it completely in salt, and then you stuffed it, or you stuffed the inside, and you salted the inside but not the outside. Anyways, the sharia, it's al mutter, de nura mashev shayev adam min achitzon ve'eno nivla ba pnimi. Because regardless, when it's on the fire, it always draws it out, and it's never an issue of putting in from one to another.
Why is this different from the question of putting on skewers salted and unsalted meat?
It's not any different. It's the same, no difference. You're right.
So why is that not salted? I mean,
so therefore, mi'ikar adin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. And certainly b'di'evid, it's fine. Ben David's comment was adin lachadchila, and that he doesn't say who, he doesn't have a source, but it sounds like it's in line with the Rama. Bediyavid, I think. I think it's only Bediyavid. Velikdera. And it was already done. Okay. Yeshlayan. Velikdera. Now, let's say your whole purpose is you want to cook with it. And therefore, really, what do you want to do? You want to salt it. You're not looking to roast it. You want to salt the meat and then put it in your soup. Asur ad shiyimlach achitzon levado upnimi levado. So you have to salt both the inside and the outside separately, so that the salt goes all the way around and it has where to ooze out. Aval, what?
And
then you can stuff it and cook it together after you finish the entire salting process and rinse off the salt. Okay. Aval im la'achar shemilo melach achitzon. If after, right, you salted only the outside, right? Einu mafli dam shebifnim. It doesn't help you with what's inside. Only if you grill it, it'll pull it out. But by salting, you can't just salt the outside. No, we did say normally, you have a piece of meat, but the evid, you only salted one side completely. We say it works on the other side. Here, that doesn't help you because it's stuffed with another piece of meat, and therefore doesn't work. Okay, haga, the kol zeh b'di'evid, and all this is only b'di'evid, aval lechatchila ein la'asot shum milyata. You should never do any of this stuffing, stuffing inside, lechatchila, rak im nimlechu shneim. You should only salt both of them, I don't know, separate, together.
He's saying no tzli.
I don't know.
He's not going back to the very beginning?
I don't know. It's unclear. Unclear. וכל זה מיירי שאין במויסו זו רק בשר או עשבים. Now this is right. Now we're talking about it's stuffed with meat or vegetables. Like you said, what we mentioned before might be a chiluk bein Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Okay? Aval, im yesh sham beitzim anikrashim. Now you have hard-boiled eggs, and it's inside. It's stuffed inside. Dino ki'ilu nitubash el bekedera. The halacha is, it has the din, like it's in a kedera. The eggs are inside the animal, right? And it's upside down, so it's there, and it's all cooking together. Afilu bedi eved yesh l'osro, the Rama writes, that even bedi eved, the entire yesh l'osro, now, I don't want to get too much bogged down into it. You can look into it. Madanei Shulchan points out, if the eggs, we're talking about hard-boiled eggs, if they're peeled, you put them in hard-boiled already. You put them in. So he says like this, if it's peeled, then everything is aser, including the chicken. We're assuming there's not 60 times the volume of chicken to the eggs. But if there's a klipa, then the chicken is mutter, and only the egg itself is what stays aser. But I don't want to get bogged down in a little detail here. Well, it would fall apart. The case is it's hard-boiled. That's how you stuff it. But I guess you're saying if it has, or perhaps if it has the klipa.
Why does it make okay.
It's going into the animal. It could be it has a shell, and it could be it's not.
No, I'm saying, what's the method of cooking that's being discussed here?
I think it could be either way. I feel a bit the evid, yesh l'asro. Anyways, it wasn't koshered. The animal wasn't, the meat on the outside wasn't koshered.
Not necessarily inside the meat.
Im lo nim lechu shneim, if they weren't salted beforehand. Just make sure.
Since when do you have to salt hard-boiled eggs?
No, you don't have to salt hard-boiled eggs.
Maybe the inside of the bird cat, maybe that's what
I think he's saying. You stuffed it with meat that's unsalted, and you also added eggs with it. Basar shelo nimlach velo hudach shenitzla im basar shenimlach vehudach muter bedyavid. You have meat that it wasn't salted, wasn't kosher, and you didn't rinse it off, and it was roasted with meat that was salted. Oh, so here he says, it's mutter b'diavad. Here's the Beferush Ramah. So exactly, Rabban David is saying the Beferush, the Ramah. It did sound like the Ramah. Aval lechatchila aser litzot basar shenimlach im basar shelo nimlach v'afilu hudach. The question is, do you extend that to vegetables as well? So it sounds like I would recommend not to for Ashkenazim and go for it for Sfaradim. Siman ayin chet. Yeah, let's go on. I don't want to stay too bogged down to that case. Siman ayin chet. Shelo ledabek batzek v'basar shelo nimlach. Okay? So here, the case is basically you want to do a wrap when you roast it. When you roast the meat that's not kosher, right? You didn't salt it yet. It's kosher meat. You didn't salt it yet. But, so you can't eat it as a dam. But you want to wrap it up with some dough. That's also m'psachim. And the reason is you want them to taste good. It's a little bit like what do you call those? Not those hot, franks and blanks, or any kind of whatever. Deli roll is not the right word, but any kind of a pashtita. You want to do something like that. Okay. Okay. Let's read. Hatofel, you wrap up batsek, dough, and I'm not going to get bogged down again. The Shach has a whole discussion is how thick and not thick it is. Okay, whatever. Anyways, you have dough. You wrap it up around the ba'of, the chicken or meat. Shelo nimlach. And it wasn't cooked. It wasn't koshered yet. Af agav de gemara. If you look in the gemara, it says it's no problem under the following circumstances. The Gemara says it depends. Maflig bein smida l'shar kimche. If it's with normal, so you want to roast it. We're not talking about salting. You want to roast it. The question is, the blood that comes out of the meat, is it going to pass through the batzek and run off? Or is it going to stay and get stuck and stay inside the batzek? And now the batzek is getting absorbed with dung from this, from the roasting. So if it's fine flour that you made it with, it's fine. And if it's regular flour that you usually use, it's not fine. Ubein asmik, if it gets red, then you know it's a problem, it absorbed blood. Velo asmik, but if it stayed clear, and then you assume it didn't absorb blood. So there the Gemara says it could be mutter depending on the situation. Anan hashtalo bakin, the milta, but we're not bakin with such things to know what's fine, what's not fine, how much red, how much not red. Ubechol gavne leish lasar. Halacha is asar. You don't roast it with when it's wrapped up. Aval, it's wrapped up with dough. Okay, that's not the same thing as a skewer. Aval, im nimlach v'shaha kadei melicha. But if you salted it and you the meat before you wrapped it up, kadei melicha had 18 minutes plus, v'acharkach hudach, and then you rinsed off, right, you salted it and rinsed off the salt, right, which you always need to do. Mutter b'chol gavna, you can do whatever you want. You can wrap it, cook it, bake it. Oil, whatever you want to do, fry it, it's all good. V'davka l'tafel b'batzek asor. The only iser that is the Gemara says is asor is only if you wrap it up with dough. Aval mutar b'shemen or b'shuman, two different girsas, but you are allowed to spread on it kosher fat or oil. That's for sure not a problem, right? Even if you want to, even according to the Ramah, you want to, right before you throw it on the grill to kosher it, you're allowed to throw on, you can't let it sit and marinate, but you can throw some stuff on right away, oil, whatever you want. Betzir basar, or the tzir basar, shalom nimlach, the ein, I guess juice from the meat that wasn't salted, the ein ze me'akav hapleta, it doesn't stop the koshering process of roasting. Upashtida yeshla kol din bishul bakadera, and a pashtida, but if you, this is wrapped up completely, then it has a din of bishul bakadera, bein lakula, bein lachumra. Right, and it's usher unless you have, the shach says, shishim keneged the meat. Usually you're not going to have shishim of dough keneged the meat. So it's a problem. Okay. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we finish basically with all of Chafas and Melicha, and now we're moving on to Simanim. What's a kosher animal?